Hoshea Paratas, Pasuk Yud. Ka'anovim ba'midbar matzasi Yisrael. I found Israel like grapes in the desert. In the desert, grapes are precious, juicy, and giving sustenance in a desert where nothing else grows. But Dr. Mendel Hirsch says something beautiful. And again, getting back to that Rabba Mastema, the world was once unreceptive to pure humanity. Then God took for himself a human family, the descendants of Beis Yaakov, who had matured into a nation under his guidance. Although so much human weakness still adhered to the Jewish people, but the trust which the nation exhibited when it followed God through the sea in the wilderness and devotion, hailing him at Har Sinai with Naaseh v'Nishma, it elevated itself away from the rest of the world like grapes in the desert. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Klal Yisrael as the Bikurim, as the first fruit, as grapes in a barren world with no values and shallowness. That's what Klal Yisrael represents, the Or LaGoyim. Kivikura b'se'ena b'reishi sa, like a ripe fig on a fig tree, in its beginning, in the beginning of the ripening of the figs. A beautiful time of blooming in the springtime, which of course is Chag HaPesach. Ra'isi avo seichem, I saw your forefathers. Now, I saw your forefathers sounds like a positive thing, right? But the problem is, what did we do when we were seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the avos are tremendous. When you rejoice when you find the first ripe fig on the fig tree, when you find grapes in the desert, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything we ever needed and what we didn't even think to ask for. But how do we react? Hema ba'u ba'al pa'ar. The very last couple of parakim, the last couple of parshios that we've been laying in the summer. Think about the end of Parshas Balak. Bilam says the most wonderful things about Klal Yisrael, and how do we repay HaKadosh Baruch Hu? For saving us from the curses of the nations, we go to Baal Pa'ar. Again, quoting the Dvar Torah by Rabbi Riskin, which is beautiful. He says, Baal Pa'ar is a despicable, disgusting sort of worship, using excretion as a way to worship a god. And it confounds Seichel to imagine people being attracted to that. What Rabbi Riskin says it represents is what people see as natural functions, that you can let it all hang out and do anything you want with no self-control, no civilized veneer, no need to keep private things private, which is, of course, what Zimri and Cosby were doing, taking private interaction between man and woman, sexual congress, and doing it in front of everybody. He connects it to the 60s spirit of let it all hang out. I don't need to control myself. Well, what do you end up with 60 years after the 1960s? Is a society where there are no limits. And sooner or later, you get the fall of the Roman Empire as a result of all of that, the Greek Empire. Let it all hang out. Do whatever you want with whomever you want. If the sheep doesn't bring a police report, it's totally fine. But here, that's what we did. We jumped to Baal Park because we didn't want any limits on ourselves whatsoever. Vayinazru laboshes. And they separated themselves to a shameful thing. It's a shameful thing to worship Baal Pa'ar. It's despicable, disgusting, indecent. Shameful acts with benos moav, all what we're talking about here. Again, as a fight against the limits imposed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and by our own consciences. Vayiyu shikutzim ke'ahavam. And they became despicable when they loved. Rashi says when they loved benos moav. Other Mefarshim Radak says when they worship the disgusting things in the gods of the other countries, they are just as low as their love for the Benos Moab, which is a very low. It's not real Ahava. It's not Avas Hashem for us or the Ava we're supposed to have for Hashem. It's gross. It's despicable. It's unspeakable. It's unwatchable. You feel ashamed. You should feel ashamed, but we didn't. You know, if Ephraim ka'ofi, so faith kivodam. Ephraim, their honor will fly away like a bird. Their glory has flown away from them. Mileda, from birth, umibetan, and from the womb. Umehe rayon, and from conception. If you're a bird that stops multiplying, wandering around from nest to nest, says Rashi, and miscarrying, their honor are the children, who are the kavod of the parents. In Mishlei, God willing, when we get there, the idea that the crown, the Ataros Roshehem, are children and grandchildren of elders. But some of the children are going to die at birth, they're going to die in the womb, they're going to die after they're born. So it's Rashi says it's a symptom that their children aren't going to survive. Mitzvah David says their honor flies away like a bird flies away quickly. They're not going to initiate their children to the Bris Avraham because they won't live that long, or they'll be stillborn. So this is a terrible, terrifying prophecy about the death of the children. Even if they do succeed, says Dr. Hirsch, in bringing up their children physically, they will have no success, no future, because they're misguided and they're not going to stick with Klal Yisrael. So it could be a spiritual death we're describing. Assimilation. Children have no connection to Yiddishkeit of any kind. So what are they left with? They want to be like the other nations, and they will be. Yudbeis ki im yigadlu espinehem. Because if they do raise their children, v'shikaltim im me'odam, I will bereave them before they become men, before they reach adulthood. Either they will die, or they will die spiritually and cease being Jewish. Kigam oilohem besuri mayhem. Woe to them also when I turn away from them. So, like a bird that flies away and is never seen again, their kavod, their honor, their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their connection to Judaism, it's all going to fly away.